AM 910 WJCW with Carl and Eric, and it is 8:15. Time to check in with Bill Hall, the real estate guy. Here we are from Premier Homes and Properties, which sponsors this portion of the program. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, you guys. Good morning. So the big question is, is the Grinch going to steal the housing market for Christmas?
Good question. I understand they're not showing the Grinch story this year on regular television.
Maybe it's hidden in another genre, like the housing market.
Yes, indeed.
I mean, because we're seeing now we're in our ninth month of declining, and I'm not crying wolf right now. I'm just telling you this is the real deal. We're in our ninth month of decline in sales. Consumers are historic living more now than ever before on their credit cards,
savings accounts.
They're dipping into that just to keep the cost of living in check with, you know, with the things that are happening out there. And I think the housing market is suffering as a result of that. I still think that we're in a good situation as far as I don't think the bottom's going to fall out of it, and I've said that a zillion times. I think that we will maybe see some adjustments or improvements maybe in the housing pricing going into 2023, but they're expecting, the economists are all calling for about a 5%, you know, reduction in sales and in median home prices going into 2023 and 2024.
Significant number.
It's a significant number, but keep in mind we've had some great gains that homeowners have enjoyed, that and the ones that put their houses on the market during, you know, the pandemic times, made out like a bandit. Of course, they cost them a bandit when they replaced that house with another house.
You
know, so they feel like they got robbed, you know, they robbed one Peter to pay Paul, basically. But yeah, the question is, how's that going to play out for the holidays, and where are we going to sit in that situation? Well, 9 months of decline doesn't mean the wheels have stopped in the housing market. I mean, housing is such an important part of our economic picture. It just won't stop. It just doesn't absolutely stop. Remember I told you before, because interest rates go up doesn't make people stop buying houses. It just hurts the affordability of those houses, and people sometimes pull away while they wait for an adjustment to be made that doesn't really come.
Okay.
So my advice to a young millennial future homeowner would be, you know, if you're out there looking for a house, continue to look for one. Find the right house that will work, that fits within your budget of how things look today. And then the future will work itself out. But make sure you can afford it today. Look at what your grocery bills are, your fuel costs, you know, what Christmas is going to cost you, or any of the holidays and what that costs you, and see how much house you can afford. And then go ahead and get that house as quickly as possible to get into the housing ownership market.
I know there are these instruments available, and they've always been available throughout history, and our real estate history now is no different. But I'm talking about adjustable rate mortgages. They're still there.
They're still
there. But they, I would think during this turbulent time, they would be a caution. Am I right or wrong?
Well, they can be, Carl, but, you know, and I wouldn't be afraid of them, and especially on an escalating interest market the way it is right now. I wouldn't be afraid of them, and I'll tell you why. So you save about a point on a 15-year adjustable versus a 30-year fixed.
Just a point.
But, I mean, a point, depending on how big a house you're getting, could be a lot of money.
Well, sure.
So it helps there. The other thing is it pay down your balance, your mortgage sooner on a 15-year note because your payments are higher.
Sure.
Remember, they're prorated over 15 years instead of 30 years. But I like them when the market's escalating now, because if it'll ever go back to where it was when we talked about, remember how low the market is right now, and I can't believe we're seeing 2 and 3% mortgages. Remember those days? That wasn't that long ago. I don't think they're going to go back to that, because that's not normal. If you look at our history in the housing market and the mortgage rate history, that is not normal to have for home interest rates or mortgage rates to sit between 2 and 3%. That's not normal. I would say our average would be between 6.5 and 7 if you look at the long-term average of how, you know, what our interest rates look like.
Interesting. I wasn't aware of that high a figure.
So because we got used to the low. Remember I kept saying this is like free money? When you get in a mortgage for 2 or 3%, I mean, somebody's that's great. But those days can't live forever. I mean, it hurts so many other factors in the economic world to have low mortgage rates like that. So I think that our going forward, we're going to see a stabilization, the stable between 7 and 8.5%. I think it's going to be out there, and I think it's going to be there for a while. So we need to get used to that. And if we think it's going to come down, we can always refinance. So go ahead and plan on it being like it is. Make sure you can afford it. And then if the bottom falls out of the race, go back and refinance and take advantage of that too. But I think they have no place else to go but up. And I'm seeing them go up towards 8.5%. And today they're going to go up another, you know, 0.75%. Yeah. That's for sure.
Given all that, and you mentioned millennials too, is this pricing them out of the market?
It's pricing everybody out of the market, but more importantly, what we didn't see, there's a couple of factors that we didn't see. When people were, during the pandemic, when they weren't paying their mortgage payments, and we expected all these foreclosures to come on the market, and they didn't.
Right.
Because people had so much equity in their houses, when you have an escalating value, all you have to do is sell your way out of your problem. It's super easy to sell your way out of your problem, mostly when the demand is so high. But so we don't have, you know, that's not been as big a factor. We didn't have the foreclosures. But what this interest rate opportunity or this situation is doing right now is causing sellers not to put their houses on the market because they can't replace at affordable rates what they have or what they want for their next move. So this has been interesting. They knew it was going to affect buyers, but we really didn't see it affecting sellers. So all this inventory that we thought we were going to get as a result of these high interest rates are supposedly high. I don't think they're high, but we didn't get that inventory. So it's made the demand very strong. So the demand continues to be strong out there, even though we don't have as many buyers up at the plate as we had before.
Are we beginning to see, Bill, from your perspective as a professional in the industry, real estate 2.0? Do you think there's a reshifting of the definition and operation of real estate underway?
I'm not sure. I would say that we've reinvented real estate. I think that pre-biblical times, real estate's gone on, and it's very much the same. Somebody wants to sell something. Somebody wants to buy something. A realtor just says, hey, I can help you with that. And they step in and take the transaction from beginning to end. I don't think that changes anything economically is not going to change it. I think we're going to have different aspects of like what is currently, what the expectation of reality is right now based on a lot of different factors. Demand, the fact that the millennials are having kids and now they're forced to move out of their parents' houses or stop renting that apartment that's costing them a fortune. And now we have the Gen Z buyer. I mean, they're buying starter homes. Now they're ready to buy starter homes. And guess what? We haven't taken care of the millennials yet. So I don't think the dynamics of the housing market is going to change much more than they've already changed, you know, over the course of the last 10 years.
Yeah.
So I think that we're going to see a stabilization in the market where we have a good flow and that now that we've had a deacceleration of the amount of buyers that are at the table, we have a more manageable opportunity to find the perfect home for buyers and sellers too as well.
Everybody's not running around with their hair on fire like they were.
Right. So I think that all in all, it's a good thing. I mean, I know that new construction is right now is being a little challenged, and we still don't have enough new construction. And in other parts of the country, not ours yet, but in other parts of the country, new construction has slowed down quite a bit. So, and that's something we don't want to see because we know that we're already 5 million homes short. And if
in the country,
and if the Gen Z buyers step up to the plate, then like they are, it's going to even bring that shortage up to about a 6 million short.
Wow.
So I think that we're in a good situation looking forward. What's going to happen is a more of a stabilization is going to take place, and we're going to get back to where buyers have choices, and so do sellers.
Buyers and sellers need more information to help you make your decision. Bill Hall's the man to call. How about that?
Yeah, I appreciate.
What's your number?
Well, I have a couple numbers. My office number is 530-7077, and my direct number is 423-946-7575. But I would love to be able to talk to somebody if they have any interest in selling their home right now or even buying a home. Let's have a conversation.
Yeah.
Call me at the 423-946-7575, and let's talk about it.
Okay, that sounds good. 946-7575. Easy to remember, easy to deal with. Bill Hall with Premier Homes and Properties, which sponsors this portion of the program. We'll talk to you next week.
I can't hardly wait.